Click kaya959.co.za.
This is how we do it.
To download the Point of View podcast.
The ANC today released a statement on the stepping aside of Dr. Malusiki Gaba. On the line with us is ANC acting spokesperson Nonceba Mhlawuli. Thank you so much again. We're speaking a lot lately. Good evening and welcome.
Yes, we are indeed. Good evening, Pivelen. Good evening to your listeners. And thank you so much for having us once again.
Just maybe clarify for us and maybe confirm the stepping aside of Dr. Malusiki Gaba.
That's correct. The ANC would have received a letter from Dr. Gigaba today indicating his decision to step aside, following, of course, his appearance in court yesterday on charges related to when he would have been a minister of, I think, public enterprises. And the ANC, of course, welcomed that decision, which is in line with ANC policy, and really applaud him for putting the interests of the organization ahead of anything else by deciding to not participate in any activities of the organization until such time that this particular legal matter has been put to rest.
Nonceba, over the weekend, and thank you for that, over the weekend, the SG of the ANC raised concerns around the 150 Palestinians that arrived at Oua Tambo. There's still a lot of questions to be answered there, and I'm not asking you as government, I'm asking you as the ANC, since he made some pronouncements over it. We believe also that the second ANC SG, Nombula Mokonyane, also had a conversation today with Gift of the Givers. She was briefed on what exactly had transpired. Can you give us more details on that?
Yes. So the DSG of the ANC, who's also the chairperson of the IR subcommittee, met yesterday with the ambassador of Palestine to South Africa, with regards to the matter, to get a briefing on that particular matter. We also had a meeting with Gift of the Givers. And what was very clear in both meetings, I think the first thing was that there was broad agreement that the Palestinian Solidarity Movement would meet as a collective, because you would note that there is a very active Palestinian Solidarity Movement in South Africa, which the ANC is part of, working with the embassy and all other progressive forces that are in support of the people of Palestine. And there was an agreement that there should be a meeting between those particular forces. In our meeting with Gift of the Givers, they did indicate that some of the people that would have arrived would, they are currently settled, but some of them obviously would have now requested to leave, because they would want to be reunited with their families. So they are currently in the process of providing support to those individuals. They're also in the process of providing counseling to those particular individuals, and really also as well as legal advice as to whether do they want to remain in South Africa and request asylum, or would they want to continue with their onward journeys. Some have already left. Some are obviously still in the process of that particular processing. We are expecting that government will give the nation an update on the matter, hopefully soon, so that the exact details of what would have transpired would be something that is then communicated publicly. And that, of course, is a matter for government to handle.
So the DSG of the ANC, Nombula Mokonyane, spoke to MTS Suleiman. Has she been briefed by Ronald Lamola, the minister of DIRCO, the minister of international relations?
Yes, she has been. You would note that the minister of DIRCO would have spoken about this. I think he had a presser on Monday, if I'm not mistaken, where he did say that there does appear to be some. What's the correct English word? There does appear to be some questions around that particular plane, because remember initially there was the impression that these were refugees, only to find out that through further investigation that these were actually people who were given the option to leave the city. And the minister did allude to the fact that they are, you know, suspicious that this could be part of a depopulation of Gaza, And even the Palestinian embassy, when we met with them yesterday, they did speak to the fact that they would not want a situation whereby South Africa supports the depopulation of Gaza, because they obviously feel very strongly that that is their land, and we shouldn't be seen, or rather, in trying to aid the Palestinian people, inadvertently then support a depopulation of that particular city, which would then lead to further occupation. So the minister did speak to this about an updated comment on this on Monday, and of course we did say that as and when government has a full update as to what exactly the finer details of this particular matter is, then that can be shared with the public. But insofar as the information we got from the Gift of the Givers, it does appear as though it is people who were, you know, offered an opportunity to evacuate the city. They then took that opportunity to evacuate the city, and that it does seem to be part of an attempt to really ensure that Palestinians leave that particular land.
Offered by who?
So the details are quite scant. The details are quite scant, which is why we said we will await because remember, we will await the update from government, because the details are very scant, because there are different stories that are coming up. I think one of the NGOs that we have interviewed on the day of their arrival, some of the people were saying that they had registered, I think, on a site, and et cetera, et cetera. Those are the things that are actually being investigated right now, to say how exactly did they, you know, get onto the plane, how did they leave, where did they leave from, and all of those other details.
Yeah.
So that's exactly what we're saying, that once government does have an update, we will then be able to share that with the public. But insofar as the actual persons are concerned, they are under the care of the gift of the givers, as they did commit that they would take them under their care. They settled, and as I did indicate, that some of them would have already left because they wanted to obviously be reunited with their families who are in different parts of the world.
You know, we ask you the question simply because we certainly share the sentiments that were shared by the SG of the ANC, Fikile Mbalula, raising very important concerns over the weekend. So we ask you, because we absolutely concur with the kind of questions that he's asking. Who are these people? Who took custodianship of these people? And details that are not coming through. So the frustration here is that we keep hearing government will give us an update, but it's not coming through. So perhaps since, you know, the DSG had a meeting with some, maybe you would know better. But most definitely, we agree with the sentiments by the SG. And we do expect pressure from yourselves for government to give us answers.
No, absolutely. And I think that the concerns are valid. But I think we also need to tread carefully around the matter, precisely because of the volatility of the situation. You know that South Africa, of course, has a particular, history with the State of Israel, given our ICJ case. So we do also understand that where we are right now as a nation, some of these things at face value might look like one thing, but only to find out that when you deep a little bigger, a little deeper, you find that it's actually something else. So that's why we're saying that I think for us, more importantly, yesterday was to get an indication of, for an example, from the point of view of the embassy, right, were any of these people, because these are the questions that we're asking the embassy. Were you aware of what was happening? Have any of these people been in contact with the embassy? You know, is the embassy involved in those kinds of things? Because remember, that's the official office of Palestine in South Africa. And that's why it was important for us to have that discussion with the ambassador, who indicated to us to say that, look, as far as they are concerned, they will take care of any Palestinian who's in South Africa, because that's their
job. Is this the embassy now?
The embassy, yes. We had a meeting with the ambassador. the Palestinian ambassador to South Africa.
So this is exactly part of the problem. On the one hand, we've allowed an NGO, Gift of the Givers, telling us that they're going to be the custodians of these people. And on the other hand, the embassy says they're going to take care of these people. So who exactly is the custodian of these people right now?
So the people who arrived on the plane are in the custodianship of Gift of the Givers.
Why?
Precisely because, look, remember, any civil society organization can get involved. So I don't think that we should question anyone who says, I can open my home to someone.
No, they are not in control of the country. We should ask the question. So we should. Yes. We should be asking the question, why are you allowing an NGO to have custody as if they have the legal authority as a nation to host a people? That's not, where in the world does that happen?
So let me just give you this point of clarity, right? To say that, and that's why it was important for us to meet with the embassy as well as with Gift of the Givers, precisely because remember, the first point of call in any country is an embassy, right?
Yes.
The embassy then gave us the update to say that this is the information that we have, that we had prior to the arrival of the plane. This is the information that we have so far. As far as we are concerned, we want to fight for our land, and that's why it's important for us to not support the depopulation of that particular city. Mm. And it wasn't just Gift of the Givers. The embassy then assured us that they are also then in communication with different civil society organizations that have indicated willingness to assist. And Gift of the Givers is one of them who only just happened to have been the first respondents on the scene. But there are other civil society organizations who are involved, which is why we also said that it's important for us to, because it's not just Gift of the Givers, there are many organizations in South Africa that form part of the Palestinian Solidarity Movement, that we said in our follow-up, we must have a meeting with everyone so that there is a coordinated way to respond to this particular situation. It was a crisis moment at the particular point in time. Gift of the Givers happened to decide to, you know, be the first respondents on the scene, and that's, you know, and that's what happened. But ordinarily, we would prefer that the Palestinian Solidarity Movement as a whole, which includes the ANC, the SACP, the broad, you know, Progressive Front, and all different organizations that are active in South Africa, and that have been active in South Africa, and that have been part of this movement for many, many years, to have a coordinated manner of dealing with this particular issue. And that's why we're working with the embassy and we're working with all other civil society organizations. We are not saying that Gift of the Givers is replacing the state or it's replacing the embassy, but what we are saying is that as people who would have been the first respondents on the scene, it's important for us to work with them, and it was also important for us to then have that conversation with them yesterday to understand precisely how they got there, what happened, what their role is, and where we are right now.
I suppose the issue with the public here is that there's language that's being used here that is very uncomfortable. What does it mean to have custodianship of a people? What does that exactly mean? And just because
custodianship,
just,
I think,
but that's the words. Those are not even your words. Those are their words. That's the language they're using in the media.
Yeah, and I think it's of course it's a language issue, but it's really just to say that, because remember, when you enter a country, I think this is the other thing that we need to explain, right? And it was one of the issues that the Border Management Authority explained on that particular day as to why the plane was held for 12 hours and the people were not allowed to get off.
Yeah.
Because when you arrive in a country, one of the things that you have to explain is where you go.
Absolutely.
Right. So that we as South Africans, so if I go to the Northern Cape, let's say the Northern Cape is another country, before I enter that particular country, I must be able to tell the Border Management Authority of that particular space to say that while I'm going to be here, you know, and I'm going to be here because we have a 90-day visa rule, a 90-day visa-free agreement with a particular country. And within the 90 days that I'm going to be here, I'm going to be living here, right? And the issue, of course, at that particular point in time is that there was no address as to where people are going to go.
Mm-hmm.
And that's then where the Gift of the Givers then came in to say that we will then provide shelter. And that the addresses are going to be A, B, and C, and D. And that was part of the issues that the border management authority then explained, to say that we can't allow people into the country without knowing where they're going to be going, what their address is at the time at which they are in the country, so that if there is a situation where the 90 days, you know, is up and they're still in the country, we need to be able to find them, to be able to deport them, because that's what our laws say. So Gift of the Givers comes in by saying that we will then provide that address. And I think it probably got lost in translation. I don't know. I don't speak on their behalf, and I'm not their spokesperson. And I think it probably got lost in translation. But essentially what Gift of the Givers was doing was to say the address that you need for their time that they're going to be here within the 90 days is going to be this one. And that's the update that they were giving us yesterday, to say that they have provided the addresses. Obviously, we can't say where that is, but basically that people basically have addresses, and the South African authorities would then know exactly where they are, and they've shared that information with the relevant authorities as well.
All we're saying is that we are fully, fully behind the statements made over the weekend, unless if the ANC has changed its stance, that absolutely the SG is absolutely correct in saying that this is a national security, it's a national security concern. We do not have the right answers yet, and we really do caution against being so open and being so free in giving support without the necessary questions being answered. And I think there is a concern from the citizens, and we welcome the fact that the ANC is asking these questions, and may you please continue to ask the questions.
No, definitely. And we share the concern, and we agree. And the one of the last things I just wanted to say was that one of the meetings that the DSG actually had was a meeting with the IR subcommittee, as well as the Peace and Stability subcommittee. And the issue of the Peace and Stability subcommittee, which is where the security cluster reports to in terms of our agency deployees who are in government, they then, you know, committed to say that they will give us an update, obviously, during the course of the week. We understand that it's G20, so it's a bit busy. But one of the things that we did say was that firstly, the nation needs to be updated around the matter. Because we can't leave it hanging, but also that we are also respecting at the level of the organization that all of these questions, I mean, we answered. And if, you know, there are, you know, perceptions or suspicions, rather, or foul play, I think we need to be able to take the nation into confidence around those particular issues. But in where we are right now, they have assured us, and that was through the Minister of Defense, who's also the chair of that particular subcommittee, to say that they are seized with the matter, and when they have full details, they will be able to give the nation an update, either through themselves or through the president.
Ngcaba Mhlawuli, thank you so much for giving us your time.
Thank you for having me.
That's the ANC acting spokesperson.
Click kaya959.co.za.
This is how we do it.
To download the Point of View podcast.